Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
WFAN Sports Flash.
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Good afternoon at 12:02. I'm Pat Boyle. Well, we're just 15 minutes away from the madness. Probably just a few hours away until you lose one of your Final Four teams. Both local teams and giant killing hopefuls in action today. Donald Copeland and the 16th seed Wagner Seahawks take on North Carolina and Charlotte at 2:45. They are 24.5-point underdogs. And then tonight, the Cinderellas from 2022, when they went all the way to the Elite Eight. The St. Peter's Peacocks of Jersey City, they're a 15th seed again, taking on 2-seed Tennessee in that same region in Charlotte, 9:20 p.m. expected tip-off. Spring training action today, day after the Mets named Tyler McGill the fifth starter in the rotation. They play the Tigers in Lakeland in just over an hour. Meanwhile, after Giancarlo's 3-home run performance last night, Giancarlo Stanton, the Yankees are in Northport to play the Braves. First 2 days of actual Major League Baseball has concluded all the way across the globe in South Korea. Padres nearly blew a 9-2 lead but held on to split the series with the Dodgers winning 15-11. Yoshi Yamamoto could have been Met, could have been Yankee. Got lit up like a Christmas tree in his MLB debut. Chased after one inning, giving up 5 runs and 4 hits. And Shohei Ohtani, who the Yankees and Mets probably pursued to a smaller degree, now caught up in a $4.5 million gambling investigation, or probably will be an investigation with his interpreter, after Ohtani's bank account was linked to wire transfers to an illegal offshore sportsbook in Southern California. And that's what's happening. I'm Pat Boyle.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan Top Stories. We hit you with the crowd. The top story is right now, Mr. Ohtani and everything that is around him right now. We've all been through this at parents. Something happens, and I don't mean of this magnitude, obviously, but something happens with one of your young children. You ask him the story, you get one version, and then you investigate a little bit more. You know, kick the tires, kind of lead him a little deeper into the conversation. You get a little bit of another version of the story, and then eventually you get a third version of the story, potentially, and that's where we are with Ohtani. Now, understand this. Ohtani's the highest-paid player in North American sports, so right now, the fact that he is intimately connected to somebody, his best friend, his interpreter, who he apparently Allegedly. I don't even know what word to use because you're getting so many conflicting stories. I'll say allegedly just to be somewhat journalistically laced with integrity here. Stolen from his bank account. But then that was quickly refuted. I don't know what to believe, except that I don't know anybody. I don't care how good a friend you are, unless it's your wife.
Even then.
Then you have a separate account. What I was about to say, you don't give your best friend access to your bank account. So that is first level of BS. Number one, multiple wire transfers September and October in Ohtani's name. Now saying he didn't really do anything. It is very convoluted, which means at the very least, we might have an historical issue here.
My gut on this whole thing, although it's changing the more you think about it, the more you hear about it. The caller before brought up some good points about it. By the way, in case you missed anything on the show, you could check out the Odyssey Rewind app, and we talked about this a little bit earlier as we reset here now. My feeling on it, BT, is that Ohtani did not gamble. Now, that's just my feeling. It doesn't mean he didn't, but maybe I'm naive. I don't think that he actually gambled. I think he's covering up for his buddy, or not even covering up, just paying for his buddy's debts, although when you start to think about the amount of money that was lost, his friend clearly doesn't have that. I don't care if he makes $500,000 or whatever it is you make in a year. You can't afford $4.5 million in debt. And if you're a bookie, an illegal bookie at that, who's taking that, you're not going to let that get to that level.
That's the point. That's a big point right there.
So
unless you think you got the juice behind you, that could cover it up.
And the bottom line, well, the report did say that the bookie thought he had Ohtani as a client.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these bookies usually aren't stupid, although this guy got nabbed, so...
He's in the middle of a federal investigation. They went to his home, they seized all of his stuff, so he's got a world of issues on his hands.
He's clearly not the smartest of the bunch, but the original story, I thought, by ESPN was the most believable. That the interpreter got caught up in a gambling thing, major debt, Ohtani uses money to pay it off, that was his good buddy. I don't believe that money was stolen, as they since came out with. The report to counter that or retract and then come out with the money. I don't believe the money was stolen. I believe Ohtani and this guy are as tight as you can possibly be in life. And it's either one of two things. Either Ohtani was being a good guy, paying off this debt for his friend, or the friend is taking the bullets for him and covering up that Ohtani was, in fact, the one who had a gambling issue.
Those are the two issues right now. I mean, if you can come up with a third, we're all ears, but those seem to be the two big possibilities.
And which one of you had a pick, do you think, your gut?
I would still lean toward Ohtani trying to do the right thing, but not with incredible confidence.
Yeah, I was probably 80-20 before we started the show.
And I'm probably 60-40 in that direction
now. I think
now.
It's
just...
Because the
doesn't
amount,
add up, dude.
It's something is definitely wrong because there's two different stories.
There was third. There were three different versions.
The original two... Since they came out, one with the interpreter saying, I did this, I did that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other comes out and says, no, nothing he said was accurate, basically. You can't use his quotes. This is what really happened. And then the same guy saying a totally different story.
Yep.
And then the accusal of stealing the money. I don't know what to believe other than the stealing the money. That is total BS. And the fact that that came out after the fact is even more so, less believable to me.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. I think the better question, we'll get back to these calls, is not necessarily which of the two versions that we present do I believe right now. I think the more important question is, at least for me, what am I prepared to rule out? And the answer is nothing.
Well,
I'm not ruling anything out.
Not the theft?
Nothing. Well, outside of that.
Okay, you are ruling that. Okay.
Yeah, I should have been more clear. I mean, in terms of pertaining to Ohtani's involvement.
I got it.
I'm not ruling anything. I'm not casting aspersions fully. I'm just saying, let's use our brains here.
Yeah.
And there is a very close connection for a lot of money, and there's been multiple versions of the story. And generally, when there's multiple stories, someone's lying. And generally, when somebody's lying, somebody's covering up for something. Who are they covering up for?
And now,
we'll find out.
And now the other side, what's Major League Baseball's involvement here? Are they trying to sweep this thing away a little bit because it's their biggest star?
Well, they could try all they want. They have zero ability to sweep this under the rug and make this disappear.
Ohtani's not talking. Baseball is set. I believe
should they suspend them?
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
Should they suspend them?
Baseball, I believe, has said that they're not going to, there's no punishment.
I know they said that, but that doesn't mean that they're right.
Should they
suspend him
because...
and present it as the, hey, give him the whole Pete Rose stuff, we take gambling as serious as anything in terms of infractions. I don't mean domestic violence. That's number one. But I mean in terms of breaking the rules of a player comportment, right? We are as inflexible with gambling as anything. So while we try to discover what happened for the benefit of everybody involved, we're just going to pay him, but he has to sit out. They won't do it.
Yeah, they'll never do that.
But should they?
Nah, I'm not going there.
Because if they don't do it, Sal, and it comes back that he's actually more involved than some people might want to think.
They're going to have a
They look awful.
They're going to have a major... Forget about how they look.
That is Pete Rose times a million.
It's going to be a major problem. And one thing I will say is even though I think the interpreter did not steal money, I also do not believe if he's the one gambling that he didn't bet on baseball. I would find that impossible to believe. You tell me everybody... People could bet. They bet recklessly. They're addicts. They have an addiction. But they draw the line at, well, I can't do that. You're going to lose $4.5 million
yeah,
worth?
Yeah, but I got an easy win here, but I can't do it ethically.
You can't bet baseball. The thing you know most about because you're in the locker rooms with the best player in the game.
Now, let me just... We're just having a conversation. Again, we are not assigning levels of guilt. We're talking through this. Innocent until proven otherwise. Yeah. Too many people forget that. We're not. But, again, common sense. So, that's a really important thing that you just brought up. You're not going to rule out that, not Otani, but his buddy.
Yes.
That I'm with you. Now... Once they seize phones and all the other digital interactions that they ultimately will.
There's going to be records of it.
Well, there's going to be records, but is there a chance? Now, it's one thing for Ohtani to bet on the Angels to win or even worse, lose. But even if he didn't do that, did he drop his buddy a text and say, hey, our starting pitcher was out late last night. Hey, our starting pitcher, you know, I know his shoulder's a little jacked up. Maybe take the over. I mean, I don't rule. When it comes to gambling and the disease that is gambling, I rule nothing out. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Freeport. Christian, BT and Sal. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good afternoon,
Chris. I just had a question. I remember when Ohtani signed that mega deal, you know, a few months ago, that there was a clause in his contract that he could opt out if his interpreter got fired. You know anything about that? I mean, because it's kind of coincidence
I don't.
That this popped up, and he had a clause in there that he could opt out of his contract if the Dodgers fired his interpreter.
Christian. I'm going to look into that. That seems a little secondary right now, but it could be obviously very important and ultimately paramount. But I don't think that that's incredibly uncommon. If you're a Japanese player of massive influence, I don't mean like a fringe roster guy. I mean one of these high pro, like Tanaka, like Matsui, like Ohtani. You know, one of these massive, massive international prizes, you're going to dictate a lot. You don't dictate the posting fee. That's your team back in Japan. But you do dictate everything else for the most part. And I would think that that's fairly common. Hey, if the team has an issue with my interpreter,
then
I have the ability to do X, Y, and Z. There's got to be some power for the player.
Right.
Gotta be.
I don't think that that has anything to do with the gambling. I think that that has something to do with how tight they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's not just some team-issued interpreter. This
yeah.
is his
That's
guy.
My instinct, too. I don't think that that was put in there to protect them in case there was some gambling ring.
Yeah.
I don't think that at all.
Right. If they ever thought that they'd get caught, they would never do this. Like, you're not coming up with that to, you know, get out of whatever gambling scheme that you get caught on.
Mm-hmm. Larry is up in Utica with BT and Sal on the Fan. Hey, Larry, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? On my second point, I'm going to give you why the money wasn't stolen. I agree with who BT said it.
Well, we both do not think it was stolen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the reason why it wasn't stolen. But first of all, if Ohtani lies to Major League Baseball investigation, is that cause for a suspension?
I would think so. I mean,
okay.
Alex Rodriguez lied. He was suspended.
Okay. All right. So if he says the money was stolen, my thing is they're going to go back and see these wire transfers
yeah.
and say, why wasn't it a major threat?
A red flag.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
4 months ago. 6 months ago. All
yeah.
of a sudden, it's a massive theft now.
And Ohtani was
yeah.
talking with the guy in the dugout yesterday during the game. There's no way. There's
right.
no way Ohtani didn't realize. I don't care how much money you have. He's making $700 million over the course of however many 10 years.
Hasn't made it yet.
Right, and that's all deferred anyway. You're telling me he wouldn't notice $4.5 million? It's a wire transfer in his name. When you see that happens then. He's talking to this guy yesterday in the dugout. There's no way it was stolen.
and it was multiple multiple transfers.
Right.
So if his camp says it's a massive threat, it can't, like you said, it can't be, because why not 6 months ago, 4 months ago? Why wasn't it?
His camp is too dumb to realize we're smart enough to know that that's not the truth. They think, uh-oh, this is going to get out. It's going to implicate Ohtani, which they're right, but they're trying to cover up by saying he was the victim of a major fraud, you know, major theft. Get the hell out of here.
That's the first thing we shot down. Yeah. Nobody's buying that?
Right, but they're dumb enough to think that we think that.
Well, then they really are dumb, because Ohtani's I don't know anybody believes that. I'm not saying that people aren't out there. I didn't believe that at all for second one.
But then why would they even come out with that? Especially after if that was the first thing that we heard, then maybe it's believable. Oh, wow, Ohtani got ripped off by his guy. The guy spoke openly and honestly, taking accountability.
Exactly.
Probably covered up for Ohtani.
And then he revised it.
He revised it because they went to him and said, I need you to do this.
Correct.
I mean, it's common sense,
people. I've said common sense from minute one of this conversation. You got to just apply a little bit and you understand that something's really wrong here. On what level, to be fair, we don't know that. But this does not add up at all. Pam is in Shelton, Connecticut. Pam, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, boys, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Pam.
You think there's any chance Ohtani's going to go straight back to Japan and not come back to the States because he's afraid he'll get arrested?
Jeez, I mean,
can he get arrested?
That's all that's been going through my head is he's going to run.
They're going to get the guy whose gambling ring it was, not the people who bet in it. Ohtani, I don't think he could get arrested. He didn't steal any money. The worst thing Ohtani did was gamble. That is not to me. I don't think you could be thrown in jail for that.
What about the wire charges?
Well, listen, Pam, you get into a level that obviously is not necessarily our expertise, but this came up as we were talking about this before the show. And yeah, wire charges, possible. What about tax evasion? Possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that people a lot smarter than me and Sal are going to be looking at saying, dude, you might have a world of issues.
Thanks, boys. Take care.
All right, Pam. Appreciate you, kiddo. Let me get John on Staten Island with BT and Sal. What's going on, John?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good. How are you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good. So here's my thought process on Ohtani. Everyone I know gambles. I don't understand why people give him the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't gambling when the money came from his account. I don't really believe that anybody would give his associate a $4 million, basically loan, not knowing they're going to get the money.
Yep.
Listen, this guy gambled. He has hundreds of millions of dollars. So the same way we just want a little extra juice on a game, he's doing it. He doesn't speak English. He's probably very bored in America half the time when he's not playing. And he's sitting there watching soccer or whatever, and he's gambling.
Well,
it doesn't mean he did it on baseball.
Yeah.
But the rule says you cannot use illegal gambling. And if he came to New York, he would have no issues because we have FanDuel.
That's right. We have FanDuel the fan. That's right. Good FanDuel. Point. I love FanDuel. Now, listen, let's also be fair. John, you know, you might be onto something there. The gambling aspect, we are jumping to a big conclusion that it's on sports betting. Okay? Which is a fair deduction to make.
Well, he said, didn't the interpreter say what he bet on?
Soccer. Do you believe anything that this guy said? I don't believe anything he says.
Initially, I'm just telling you how I feel. I don't know if it's fact or not. I'm just telling you how I feel reading that. I felt like the interpreter was being open and honest about a lot of what he said.
And then he changed things to obviously protect shield his guy.
Yeah, and then it's okay. Now again, him throwing a little bit of honesty gets a sucker like me to believe it, where maybe he's just saying, yeah, I bet this much and I got myself in trouble, but I didn't bet baseball. I have a hard time thinking.
Dude, let me tell you something. Anybody that's $4.5 million in the hole, I don't believe a word they say.
Right.
I just don't. So I'm not saying that you are absolutely lying. I'm just saying I choose not to believe anything you say. Let it get flushed out as it's going to get flushed out. But what I was going to say was there's also the chance that, you know, and I never got involved in this, and I got to be very honest with people. If I did when this first came out, I could have seen myself, given the way I am, getting hooked on online blackjack.
Right.
Online slots. Online, you know, I'm not a big roulette guy, but I could just see myself back then when I was younger, you know, not married, no kids, more free time, sitting there, you know, with a dip or having a beer at 2 a.m, playing, you know, for back then when I had absolute peanuts, you know, $600, $700, $800 bucks. and maybe get myself in a massive hole relative to whatever I made back then. So I don't know that it's about soccer. I don't know that it's about baseball. It could be about blackjack or pie gal or roulette. I don't know.
Right.
But that's the key. We don't know anything at all. At all.
Other than somebody lost a lot of money and Shohei Ohtani's name is right in the mix of it.
It is. You do have to keep this in. You know, relative is a term you hear all the time. $4.5 million to Ohtani is nothing. As crazy. Now, not that you won't notice that it's gone. I'm not saying that. You depending upon how you monitor, some people are kind of separated from their monitorings. They've got money people who just do that, and they've got one account, so you have a little cash flow. Well, you know, in his case, it's hundreds of thousands, I'm sure. Not like the average, you know, person checking in savings and making sure bills don't bounce. But I think that, or checks don't bounce. I think that I think that this is going to get much worse before it gets better. I just do. You don't feel that right now?
No, I know. I'm just saying it's awful for baseball. Hey, you know what? Not our problem. Good luck on the West Coast. The Dodgers are in shambles already. Yeah. Their $325 million ace got his, you know what,
batting
lit.
Practice.
And Shohei Ohtani's in the thick of this gambling issue. Ooh, that is a major problem.
And we thought we had issues with Judge's ribcage being a little sore. And Senga, you know, trying to get back on the mound and do some bullpen sessions. My goodness.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7-3-3-7-66-66. BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back here on the Fan. A little Avenged Sevenfold. Call now. Call the number 10. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And that's chance with a pair. Less chance with a pair of tickets to see Avenged Sevenfold. Life is but a dream. North American tour over at Prudential Center. Sunday, March 31. And it's all from our friends at Live Nation. To purchase tickets, visit LiveNation.com. Listen again tomorrow, same time, another shot to win.
That's tomorrow's the last last chance.
I don't know. We've been through this a million times.
No, tomorrow's it. That's it, Friday.
Is that it?
Yeah, that is the last. Like,
well,
I mean,
the show is
next
March
week.
31st.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's it. So, yeah. Well, I mean, they still, well, to win tickets,
oh,
though. We're not giving them away next week, are we?
I mean, then maybe the program director
He just told me. It says in the paper, last chance.
We went through this on Tuesday, right. And I was confused. Now I'm more confused.
You never know. Maybe there's like a they find more tickets that they want to give away.
Then where's the pizza?
People walking.
I waited back there for 10 minutes.
Well, you didn't get anything. You didn't produce anything. You said this pizza.
Just like the show.
Before the break, he goes, all right, I'm going to go back and see if we can grab a pie for the show. You know, we'll split it up, whatever. I'm walking around out there. I see people back from engineering with three plates in their hands. I see Izzo walking back to digital. He's got plates in his hand. I come in, I go, oh, BT, I think the pizza's here. Hoff's in the studio. Oh, I don't know where it is. You know what Mike used to do? It was right in the middle of the newsroom. You couldn't miss it. All the games were on. There were pizzas piled up. You couldn't miss it.
It's like they're trying to hide it from us. Huff.
I was premature. I'm sorry.
What do you mean premature? You went back there too early?
You weren't.
Yeah. I was. I was the first one there, and nothing was there.
Yeah, all right, well.
I swear.
Did you circle back?
I had other things to do.
This guy.
That was a nice way of saying, circle back.
Yeah.
Did you circle back? Yeah. Go get the pizza.
Yeah,
no.
Like, circle back now. All right, Hoff. Hopefully something's left there besides crumbs and, anchovy pizza.
Was going to fill out one of these things like, oh, what do you love about the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I did that too yesterday, right? Is that what you talking about?
What was your first answer? Yeah.
What was the first question?
What do you love about
it? Oh, the unpredictability.
Yeah. You know what mine was?
Food.
Pizza.
Gambling.
Pizza.
Yeah, I got
it. That's
you.
It. Yeah. Pizza. I was going to say, Francesa and pizza. That's the only thing I love about it.
I got as much as I'm pumped for, because I really am hungry. I haven't eaten much in the last couple, because I haven't
just
felt.
Just took down a bag of chips.
Well,
I know.
But healthy ones, like the harvest ones, the non-oiled ones, the, are they called here? The sun chips.
Okay, all right.
Because I've been sick, so I've had a lot of soup, so I am hungry, so I could justify a couple pieces. But you know what I need a calzone.
Ham or no?
More plain, but if I do, so I'll do a little meatball or sausage, more so than the ham. A calzone, you can't do it more than two or three times a year, but calzone's money.
My only complaint with the calzone, no matter what spot you go to, even the best of spots, they don't fill the ends of the calzone properly.
It's all bread, it's all dough. That's where you got to dip it in the marinara. That's why you still got to do something with that.
No, I cut those off. I go right to the middle. Give me the rigot. Give me the cheese.
Talk about looking like a gavone.
I just stuffed that
down my throat. It looks like I'm bleeding. I'm just gravy and sauce all over my face. Well, all right.
If you could choose one, calzone or spam?
I'll go with the calzone. Spam's a close second, though. All right, let's get back to this Ohtani stuff, which is, at the very least, interesting and, worst case, as problematic a potential situation baseball's ever had, and that includes Pete Rose. If. Mike's in Belmore. Mike, BT and Sal, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Listen, I have a question. Now, I don't know. I want to preface this by saying I'm about an hour behind on the app, so I don't know if anyone has brought this up.
Okay.
But what about Ohtani committing a crime? Because he's now transferred money, a wire transfer, for an illegal gambling debt, because it's illegal to bet in California.
Correct. It's those who don't know, I'm going to let you finish. 40 of the 50 states have legal gambling. California is one of the 10 who does not.
So now, my question is that wire fraud? And if so,
how's it fraud?
It would be very easy in the digital age, but I want to stay in my lane here. I'm not a lawyer, but I think that you would have to be able to prove that Ohtani knew the transfer was for gambling and paying off an illegal offshore book or something that wasn't under the government's guise, if you will.
Now, I agree with that, but the only thing is, that the report came out saying that it was told that this should be said it was a loan. So now you now deceive the people that are going over the transfer to say it's a loan rather than paying something off. Yeah. Now that's my only question. I know we're getting into minutiae.
Yeah,
right
I don't.
There,
I don't know.
And then plus, if he's out of state, now you're talking about a federal crime.
Yeah, crossing different boundaries and state jurisdictions, depending upon the state. No, there's a lot going on here, Mike.
Wait a second, though. And thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate you checking in.
Appreciate it, bud.
How could Ohtani, let's just say Ohtani was being a good guy.
Okay.
Paid off his buddy's debt.
Yep.
To an illegal gambler.
I think he would be in no trouble.
That's what I'm saying. How could he get wired for it? He's sending money that he's trying to get his buddy out of. If anything, they should get the money back bookie should be in jail.
But hold on a second. It depends. That's why I prefaced it with, and this will be digitally tracked and uncovered immediately. If Ohtani knew that it was a $4.5 million lifeline for illegal gambling, and you can prove that Ohtani knew, again, I'm not a lawyer, but I would think that there could be something there.
It's not
like you just gave him $4.5 million. Listen,
kill this guy if you don't pay this money.
Sal, if you came to me, but that's different than the law. I mean, the emotions of, I know what you mean. The law.
Right, but
if you come to me and you say, BT, I got a massive, and like if I had $4.5 million to give you. I'm down big, and these guys going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. It's not with FanDuel. Right. It's with guys that you can't mess with, right? I need the money by tomorrow. Can you please help me out or I might be dead?
Right.
And if I had it, I'd give it to you, right? But if you told me, and I'm just talking out loud here.
Right.
If you told me what it was for, and then I gave it to you, that very well, to the caller's point, might be different if you just said, hey, can I borrow $4.5 million? I've got a business endeavor that I want to pursue, and I give it to you.
And if I say...
Knowledge means something, I would think.
So if you know that it's for a massive gambling debt to a bookie...
Through an illegal gambling outlet. That's the key.
What are you supposed to do? Not pay it?
Well, that's not the point. The court doesn't care about what you're supposed to do.
Right, but why would the people who pay the money be the criminals as opposed to the guy who's ringing
it? I don't know that they would be. I'm just saying on some most basic, almost benign, unfair level, are you an accessory to the crime? I don't know.
Me
I'm
neither.
Not a lawyer. What I'm saying is I don't know that you could rule anything out when it's crossing state lines and international stuff and tax evasion and... I mean, wire fraud. This could be terrible. Could be bad. Maddie's in Connecticut, Matt. Or it could be not so bad. What's going on, Matt?
ET and Sal, how you guys doing?
Good, what's up, dude. Matt? How are you?
So if you read the ESPN article, it says that these transfers took place over the course of months. They mentioned September and October.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Ohtani signed with the Dodgers in December. And we also know that this contract that Ohtani's camp approached the Dodgers about included unnecessarily large amounts of deferrals.
Yep.
Like, it's not like his cap hit or tax hit or whatever.
Luxury hit.
$1 million a year for the life of his. Right. So is there any thought given to the fact that potentially Ohtani's team knew that there was a substantial suspension coming and you don't get paid during a suspension, so they're like, hey, let's keep the lion's share of the money as far away from a possible suspension as possible?
I don't think you rule it out. I think that at this point, Matt, which is why I said thanks for the call, at this point to me, everything is on the table. Everything. Because they went to them. The Dodgers didn't say, hey, so we can sign Yamamoto, here's a creative way of us being able to justify to our, board of trustees, our owners, whatever, the board, that we can do this. Let's defer X amount and get both you guys in the door. No, it was the opposite. Ohtani's people went to them with this unique presentation. Why did they do it? Was it to gain interest down the road? I mean, there's viable legal economic benefits to doing it, but some might think, and it could be also another way to circumvent getting hit hard now. I don't know.
I can't even let my mind go there. I also cannot just shoot it down without any kind of, like, it could be true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so unique, his contract, that now after the fact, knowing the timeline, as the caller pointed out, it could theoretically add up. I'm not believing it. I don't want to believe that. But it could add up.
It could. 877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. Back to these. Oh, here's the pizza.
It's a
pizza guy.
Only regular?
There he is. Do we have any square pieces? Wait, what? You didn't even get the good pizza.
It looks pretty good. I'm starving. I can't eat that, but I do want it. Yeah.
Do we have any squares in there or no? No Sicilians?
No grandma slices?
I mean, I'm going to go back there too.
Any
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Grandma slice?
Any sausage? Oh, I'm going back.
Any calzones back there?
Oh, God, calzone would be sick. Anyway.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide if it's return of the Mac or return of the scandal with Major League Baseball. We'll go with the former since we like the beat. BT and Sal on the Fan.
I'm actually feeling the March Madness, though.
Oh, because of the pizza.
You better believe it. We got the games on, the pizza's here. I didn't know this many people work at Odyssey.
Did you know that? We got a great setup, actually. It's really good.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, we can't use it, but it's nice.
We don't benefit except the food, but I guess nobody's really working today. The whole sales force and everybody else back there and lounging out and eating. It's awesome. Before we get back to these Ohtani calls here, did you see the Met news?
No, I didn't. But I see the look in your face.
No. I really didn't want you to react that. I'm not trying to play it like that.
What, the jersey stuff?
No. The Mets have announced another big night at Citi Field here. You know, they've got cheerleaders suddenly doing a lot of things to maybe distract the fans from what might be the slightly below, you know, par product here.
Right.
I applaud their creativity.
What do we got? Just hit me with it.
Yeah. Quit yapping and just tell me what to do. Right. It's not terrible, but it's just like they're doing a lot. And I actually do appreciate it. Citi Field College Night.
Okay.
Are you aware of this?
No.
Join us at Citi Field on April 3rd for College Night. This is an exclusive. Hoff, you see this? For students only, field level tickets.
Guess I'm out.
Well, I mean, think about this. If you were in high school at this point or in college, and I know when I was in, well, depending upon what it was, but I would have been all over this, man. Field level tickets for the Yankees. Pre-game party in the Bullpen Plaza. So you know you're going to get, you know, looped up and have a good time. Drink. Watch batting practice. Be on the field during the national anthem. I mean, they're opening the door to the college kids. I love it.
So you,
it's great.
You pay for a ticket that includes all that?
Yeah, okay. Tickets are $30 each. College verification required. A limit of 2 tickets per eligible student per offer. You got great seats. You got a pregame party. You watch batting practice on the field, and you're on the field during national anthem.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Good job by the Mets.
Yep.
Now, it's obviously not a desirable game to go to.
Well, that's why they're doing it, to entice people to come out. Yeah, Wednesday, April 3rd, probably going to be miserable out. 7 o'clock, 7:10 first pitch, Detroit Tigers. So there's no marquee value with the Tigers. We'll see where the Mets are at that point. It's going to be cold, possibly wet, probably sub-50 by the first pitch. Yeah, college kids are more resilient physically. They'll tolerate that. So that's smart.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the opponent. You want to go to the game, have some fun. I like it. Good job.
Yeah. Now, what if you're like, they didn't say this, what if like you're a graduate student? Or you're pursuing second or third degrees and you're 35, 38 years old.
What if you went to college but dropped out? You have to be active?
It says
I had that college with my Suffolk community cards.
You still have it?
Probably somewhere.
Well, then I think you're good because it says college verification required. I don't think that they'll check it like a bouncer checks it for DOB to get into a bar and drink.
Technically, I still could be active, right, because I never finished. So
unless you had a press.
Credit. Yeah. I don't lose my credits.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So unless you had a press conference and said, I am officially, you know, withdrawing my desire to ever go back to college, I think the door's still open for a return.
You know, I actually thought about going to finish.
Not that
Well, you could do probably online now, however many points away.
Yep.
And maybe a few semesters. I don't know what it is.
Do you know how many credits you have?
No, I probably look it up.
How long does you go to school for?
20-something sound right?
I mean, it doesn't sound right if you want to get a degree.
Well, 2 years.
I mean, I'm saying you got a long way to go.
Yeah, not only 2 years.
Then you want to get the 2-year degree, the associates. I got you. So
just to like complete that and move on. But do I really need to?
I'll tell you, man. College was. I mean, there's so many things about college that are useless, honestly.
Oh, my God. I could tell you stories about my teacher who turned me off in a broadcasting school. Just the whole, or in a broadcasting class. I immediately went there and was like, this is just not for me.
Can I tell you a quick college story? So, because I decided to go to Marist late, housing was a mess. And, you know, that was driving my father absolutely nuts every day. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm like, I don't know. And long story short, they used to have this up at Marist, like an off-campus apartments called Canterbury, right, where other residents lived. But there were some Marist students out there. It was like an overflow, mostly upperclassmen, to kind of get away from campus. And you have your own apartment, you know, legal drinking age, whatever. So I'm young, but they put me there because I decided to go there late. But I'm also out there with a ton of guys on the baseball team, one of the guys who's from Brooklyn who I'm boys with, which was awesome. So I'm going to these parties as a young kid. You know, I got the in to all these parties. I know everybody. I know all the older guys on the team. It was great. Anyway, you couldn't have a car early as a freshman or maybe even as a sophomore, if I recollect right. So I didn't have a car. And there was a shuttle that would take you to campus. Now, the problem is, if you missed it, you missed class.
Right.
Can I tell you that I missed this one class, and it was public speaking? How ironic is that? Ironic is that?
Look what I do for a living. Yeah, I know.
And this, I missed, I think it was 25 out of 31 classes just because I missed the van. And then halfway through, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to fail anyway. I'm just going to stop going. And then like in college,
You got your 4-year degree?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I did well in the things that I really cared about and, you know, average and really struggled in things that I just didn't care about. To be fully honest with you, if I wasn't into it, I didn't do well. If I was engaged, I did great.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line.
A lot of what school had to offer just didn't engage me.
What did engage you, Sal?
Sports. That was it. I mean, are you surprised? That's all I really cared about back then.
I'm surprised you never tried to do like play-by-plays. Was that okay, so what happened?
Well, no. When you say try, what does that mean? Like, in my yearbook, I wanted to be the next Marv Albert.
Okay, so did you
then
take...
I realized it was too much work. I was like, I don't want to do that. I could be like Mike and Chris and just give sports opinion and have fun. Like,
you've always been a hard worker. I got you.
Yeah.
So you never took one step like a demo tape or going to like, you said Nassau or Suffolk?
Suffolk.
Suffolk. Suffolk Community College and maybe doing some junior college basketball games. Like,
nothing.
Even though you thought you wanted Suffolk to do Marv, none of that, you didn't do any of that.
Right. Like by that point, I was already into Mike and the Mad Dog. Suffolk didn't have sports teams. There was no programs. I didn't think that I could go announce those games.
I got you.
I wasn't aware of it. I probably dropped out by then. I went like 3 different times. I went back and forth. So I have some credits. I got to figure it out.
Anyway, so yeah.
I don't think I need it.
You can, you can go to City Field College Night. That's what that was all about. All right, BT and Sal, Otani. Woof. Let's get Mike and Tom's River. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Guys, mark my words. By mid-July, Otani's going to be banned from baseball for life if he gambles or not.
I mean, okay.
Word,
The key word here is knowingly. And they're going to find out he knowingly gave $4.5 million to a criminal gambling enterprise. Take the gambling out of the equation and make his friend had a drug problem.
Yeah.
And now he's paying Pablo Escobar $4.5 million to get him out of his drug debt. You're going to look at it a little differently here.
No, I wouldn't.
I think it's the same.
Yeah. Why is it different?
Yeah, me too.
I think he's saying that most people would view it differently, but that we shouldn't because it's really not. It's a different disease. It's a different thing. Right, it's a different illegality. But so I agree with you.
If he were selling or a part of the ring, whether it's selling drugs or being part of the gambling ring, then I think you could be implicated. If you're just a buyer or gambler, are you the same level of criminal? I mean,
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
You're indirectly financially backing.
Yeah, but they always go for the head. Let's be honest. When you see these raids, they can have a massive raid, and you can have a few people, you know, sitting around doing drugs. I mean, they generally, because they don't have any weapons and they know it's safe, they bypass them and they go to the source of, you know, where's the money, where's the stash, and you know, I mean, I don't even know if those people get summonses. They go for the big dog at that point, obviously.
Right.
Like they will here, but. There are
problem
other,
is the amount of money here.
Well, the amount of money
is.
And what did you circumvent legally, even if you did not know that you were doing it? Again, wire fraud, tax evasion.
Now,
I mean, if you owe $4.5 million, like if you're doing it legally, or think about all the, now they can track all those winnings. And because it's illegal, then you're not paying taxes. I mean, there's things that I can't fully comprehend right now that they are already trying to comprehend.
And there are clearly two different things that we're talking about here. One, legally, and punishment as far as that goes, the law. Two, baseball. And if he bet on baseball, he's done.
Now, yes.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, he may not be thrown in jail.
Over.
But his career is over.
Over.
Now, if he does get implicated, again, these are all such.
Could you imagine
I'm just saying.
I don't even know if I can imagine
it's all
that.
Possible.
It is, but even that just seems crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Vick was thrown in jail as a starting quarterback of the Falcons for a dogfighting ring.
Like, yeah, that's true.
If I would have told you, I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about, dogfighting?
Sure.
I mean, well, it happened.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's going to. I don't believe, and I hope he's not, in fact, guilty of anything. But, I mean, something big is off. There's something, it's a big deal. And something doesn't add up about it.
I don't know if there's any correlation here, but, you know, why was George Steinbrenner suspended for a couple of years? Because of his connection with, right, Howie Spira, a convicted felon. And he paid, if I remember, he paid him money to, you know, basically make Winfield look bad with Winfield's foundation.
He didn't go to jail, though.
No, he didn't go to jail, but he got suspended
for two years
from baseball.
I think.
So can Ohtani not go to jail and get suspended? Yeah.
Right. I mean,
depending upon what they find.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
going to be unbelievable to watch this play
out. This is just starting. BT and Sal on the Fan. Sal, what do you got, bud?
This weather forecast sponsored by Mucinex Kickstart. It's 39 degrees and mostly sunny. It won't get above the low 40s today or tomorrow, but we'll hit the 50s on Saturday, although there is rain in the forecast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.